This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kyle Dubas, everybody. Fallout from free agent frenzy. Anything but for the Penguins. You know what they're doing? They're signing the Dan Vogelbacks and Jose Quintanas of hockey.
Nickels and dimes.
One-year
just
dudes.
Guys. Just a guys.
Come here. Do you have a pulse? Are you a warm body?
Skate
around.
Maybe you'll play well. Maybe you'll get traded to a contender.
Yeah, and then we'll
flip
you.
We'll get a fourth-round pick for you.
Yep.
That's the name of the game here.
You know what kind of team does that? A tanking team. Embrace the tank.
You ever been in a tank? Like an actual physical tank?
No. You've ever gotten stuck in an elevator?
Define stuck in terms of length of time you have to be in the elevator for...
It's not moving and you have to contact emergency personnel?
Never have you?
No, but my sister in college pre-gamed with a bunch of her friends and then they all stuffed into an elevator in their dorm. And like 10 of them got stuck in an elevator for more than 2 hours.
I'd worry about having to go to the bathroom.
It was, I agree. And it was the first weekend of college.
Oh, wait a minute. And they were pre-gaming, so they definitely had to go to the bathroom.
So the weather was still warm.
So
still
it's hot,
summer.
Sweaty.
And everyone's pretty liquored up.
And they were stuck in there for 2 hours. Probably trying to hold in.
Could you imagine Stark in that situation, Don?
He would like pry apart the doors of the elevator like the Incredible Hulk to get out.
I think
out.
He'd start drawing straws to see who would be the first person eaten like an hour in.
Wait, if Starkey
we're all going to die in here.
Well, no, if Starkey was in the elevator with 10 co-eds, 10 girls in there who've been pre-gaming, I think he would...
Would he start doing that thing with his eyes that he does? You know what I'm talking about,
what,
Donnie?
This one? Would you like to go on a date later after we get out of this? That actually is like a fear of mine, like an elevator. We had an elevator at our vacation, like we were on a third floor condo, and it made loud noises, and then I looked, and the certificate was like 2 years expired. I'm like, man, what if I get stuck in here?
I don't think
what
I'd want to get...
What a horrible way to have to spend several hours.
I don't think I could go in a submarine underwater. I think that would scare me.
As opposed, as opposed to those submarines that are so commonly seen
on
land.
Hold on, though, like...
I just could not drive a submarine. I could drive a submarine down the highway.
No, hold on.
Put one in the water and go underneath.
Here's what I mean by that. They have submarine exhibits.
I know.
Where you can go in ones that aren't underwater and just walk around in them. I'm talking about actually immersed in water. You're part of a
I think just
submarine
the overall claustrophobia of just how small those compartments
that's what I mean.
Have to be. Yeah. I feel like when they've done like Hunt for Red October, one of my favorite movies, I feel like that isn't accurate. Like, it makes it look like there's way too much space in there. It just doesn't feel like there could be that much room like they show in the movies. Like, the one time I went in a submarine that was, like, docked on the North Shore for this kind of an exhibit, I was just like, how does anybody do this without going insane? And they do it for months at a time.
Josh Yowie today, the biggest Penguins insider. Get used to hearing the phrase, tank for McKenna. Then said later, so are the Penguins tanking? I don't think so. But I also don't think Dubas sees a path that includes spending money on the upcoming season.
So they're tanking.
Yeah.
If you're not going to spend money on the upcoming season, you're not trying to win.
They had tons of cap space. They didn't use it. They signed bad players. They're trying to suck.
Hard to figure out what else that is.
More than anything, I think next season will be a farewell tour for Evgeny Malkin is what Josh has dubbed it. That's what the 2026 season is all about. We wave goodbye to a Mount Rushmore Penguins player.
Will that pack him in? If the rest of Rushmore is Crosby, Yager, Lemieux.
Do not think so. You think so?
Not necessarily, just because I think while Penguins fans really, broadly speaking, like Evgeny Malkin a lot, he also is, of that big three, the guy who might have inspired the most frustration at times.
Yeah, but I agree with that, because I think if we found out Sidney Crosby was having his
farewell season, it would sucked, be they'd be selling out games because people would want to see the last run for Sidney Crosby. I think people would be road tripping to Columbus and places like that, Buffalo.
And because he's still great.
Correct.
They were dead last in attendance, the Penguins, in 2004. The last year before Sid got here.
Pre-lockout.
They averaged 11,000 fans. Yep.
Yeah.
Now, there's a confluence of things there. Mario's hurt. He's on the team, but he doesn't play. Mm-hmm. And fans think the team's going to move.
Correct.
So that keeps people away.
Your Isle of Capri, things of that nature.
Now you don't have that. You have Sid still playing like a top 10 player. So they were dead last in attendance. I don't think it's going to get that bad, do you?
No, the Lemieux being hurt and not playing is the big difference, because like he still was not that far removed from having thrilled the NHL with the comeback and being still a very useful player. Like, he was still obviously pretty good. He could still do what he had always done. I mean, I'm going back and looking, Pony, the 03 season, 2002-2003, when Rick Kehoe was their coach. How many points do you think Lemieux racked up in 67 games?
82?
91, dude.
Damn.
So that year when he played most of the season,
still a
stud. He was still a draw. Yeah, you'd still be like, wow, you're watching one of the absolute best. Their leading scorer the following year in 03-04 was Dick Tarnstrom. That's why people call it the Rico Fata administration.
Donnie,
the
look
Milan
up.
The Milan Kraft administration.
Look
the
up
Rick
Penguins
Jackman
attendance
Chronicles.
In 03. 2002-2003, the last year Mario was good in what they did when they were a bad team. And let's see if we think they'll do better than that number this year. I think two things can be true. I think fans are embracing the tank. I think they want the tank. I think even though it's tough to...
I've got the number, Donnie. You don't have to bother with it.
I think it's a little bit harder to make peace with, hey, Sidney Crosby's still great, the team sucks. Like, that's different than... Well, I guess it's not all... It's not all that different from Chicago. I mean, Taves tailed off, but Kane was still really good, and they sucked. Now, Sidney Crosby's a much better player than Kane. My point is, I think people are okay with the fact that there's good in being bad, even if it means Sidney Crosby has to suck it up on a horrible team. So what I'm getting at is, I think fans are on board with that, but I don't think that fans will pay to watch that.
Well, remember, they were also in an old barn back then, so tickets were a lot cheaper. Even now with ticket, I'm sure they've at least, I would imagine.
No, they've gotten a lot cheaper, Chris.
They've made them
a very affordable ticket now.
Okay, define affordable now versus even then. Like,
I don't care.
Alex, my wife is a huge hockey fan. She and her friend were going to games as high school students on the glass for like $15.
Yeah, I don't care what they're not going to sit maybe that close for $15. I don't care what the face value of the ticket is. You're able to get into Penguins weeknight games for under $20 now.
I guess then it gets to a fundamental thing. Donnie, what was the 02-03? Because he said it was 11,877 on average, 03-04. So
worst in the league.
Oh, okay. I was looking at 03-04.
No, 02-03 was 14,755. So it went down almost 3,000 people a night for 41 home dates. So do the math on that. That's losing.
14,000. So do you think they'll average more than that?
So the building now.
Tanking? Malkin farewell tour. Here's the other thing that's weird about going to games in this scenario. You want the team to lose.
But you want them to be watchable when you're there.
Well, that's what when you go to a game, it's weird to root for your team to lose in person. It's much easier to do that either watching the game at home or just kind of passively following a game. Like, okay, I'm still keeping tabs on them, but I'm not watching three periods of hockey a night.
When you go, the vibe is different in person. If, like, say a bad team that you want to lose intellectually jumps out to, let's just say, a 3-0 lead in, after one period, if they start showing cracks and you're in the building and you're like, oh my God, they're going to blow this lead and, like, blow it spectacularly, I don't think that's nearly as fun, even if you understand what the end goal is, as what you're describing. Either sitting at a bar with your buddies laughing, oh, can you believe these morons did this again? or sitting in your own home. When you're there, you get caught up in the energy of a game. You want to see them win. You do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like, I don't think it's going to be as bad as 0203 for, or 0304, excuse me, for sure. Because I think Crosby just being, by and large, very healthy and very productive is going to make people want to come out and watch. But I don't think it's going to be great. If last year, or if a couple years ago, they were still getting 17,000 plus in there, closer to 18, I think they're going to be in that, like, 14, 15 range.
And in March and April, people will go, will show up to, like, see Malkin play out his last games
sure.
here. But they won't in October, November, yeah, I just think December, if they, like, January.
Say they start out too. I know people know that they're tanking, but say they start out and they lose like, you know, 9 of their first 10 pony. There's not even going to be a chance for
which
like
is
that.
Good.
No, it's good, but like if it went the opposite
just
way,
what Dubas wants.
They were somehow the story of the league, 9-1 through 10 games. Like people would for a curiosity factor go and watch. If it's 1-9, no one's going there. That's going to make the bottom fall out before you can ever even establish like a somewhat decent attendance base. I'll tell you what, if I were somebody listening to this right now, my kid loves hockey, and maybe because of pricing, I understand that a lot. We got rid of our season tickets when we had kids because it was just too much money to spend on something we weren't going to use very often. But like, if your kid's into hockey, this coming year is the year to take them to as many games as you can.
I've thought about that too.
Like if you want, if you want to get your kid into hockey because you love it and it's something you want to bond with kid or kids about, this is the time to do it coming up. They will be a wretched hockey team, but your get-in price, they're going to do more promotions, I bet, to make concessions a little more affordable.
Hot dog nights
and
stuff.
Oh my God, yes.
Bobbleheads
Listen,
galore.
I'm going to say it. It's going to feel a lot like what Pirates games have sometimes felt like.
Dude, it was
when
that way
really
last
bad.
Year.
Yes,
they had
I don't
games
wanna...
where they tracked how many hot dogs
right.
fans ate. They
right.
had bobbleheads. The bobbleheads got stolen. They had to find the Jager ones. It was a whole to-do.
So
yes.
I think this is the time, the silver lining to what I think is going to be a down attendance period for them next year by a pretty significant margin is if you've been priced out of it before, this is now the time to make yourself and your family members, your kids into hockey fans because it's affordable to do so. And you know what? Here's the other thing. This is like Malzy putting on my mad money hat. If you believe in Kyle Dubas, your ass should be buying season tickets to this team now.
Why?
Because get in before like you can get them now, get established, and then I would imagine you'll be a little bit more palatable when they go
yeah, but,
up in price.
But I would think, like, let's play out this scenario. If they do suck on purpose and they fulfill, they meet their goal, they meet expectations, they're really, really bad, and they hit the lottery, they win the jackpot again.
Yep.
And they get the number one pick, and mm-hmm. McKenna's coming here, mm-hmm. the most highly thought of prospect since maybe McDavid. They get him. The ticket prices are going to go skyrocketing up the following year. I don't know if like getting in on the basement floor really does you any good because then they'll have an attraction. The
isn't
team might not be good
some,
right away, but everyone will want to see him play.
Isn't there usually some returning customer discount that is conferred with those?
You were the Penguin season ticket holder, not me.
I know,
me.
But I bought in when they were already like pretty expensive and we were splitting a plan. I thought usually that you would get a small discount if you got in earlier when they were cheaper and they wouldn't jack up your prices as much. But I might be wrong about that. That also just feels like something a team could choose to do or not do if they want to engender goodwill with their fans.
Yeah. Well, the team's going to blow.
But they're not going to be led by Dick Tarnstrom in scoring, and that is why it won't get as bad as it was in 03-04. And you were right to say, like, people thought any good thing that would come from a post-lockout lottery might end up happening to Kansas City instead, to a team there and no team here. And the lockout looming in general, I think, pissed people off. But there's not going to be any of that, so it's never going to get to that low of a level.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.